This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced NDA's vice presidential candidate, CP Radhakrishnan, and felicitated him. Briefing the media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi appealed to all MPs, including those from the opposition, to elect him unanimously.
हम चाहते हैं कि एक साथ मिलकर के उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव में सर्वसम्मति से राधाकृष्णन जी का सपोर्ट करें तो हमारा लोकतंत्र के लिए भी हमारा देश के लिए भी और राज्यसभा को संचालन करने में भी बहुत उपयोगी होगी तो पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी के बैठक में सब पार्टी ने आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को भी धन्यवाद दिया कि बहुत ही अच्छा इंसान को उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव के लिए उम्मीदवार के रूप में उतारा गया है.
The 24th round of Special Representatives Dialogue led by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the boundary question between India and China has begun in New Delhi. According to officials, the meeting is expected to cover a range of issues including the boundary situation, trade and the possible resumption of flight services between the two nations. The Chinese Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said that it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The meeting comes ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to China later this month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. The ministry further said that the two leaders will review the bilateral agenda and exchange views on regional and global issues. The visit of the External Affairs Minister seeks to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will arrange face-to-face talks between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end the war in Ukraine. On his social platform Truth, Trump said that he spoke with the Russian President Vladimir Putin after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House last night. A report.
U.S. President said he has begun the arrangements for a meeting between President Putin and Ukrainian leader Zelensky at a location to be determined. Trump said that the Putin-Zelensky talks would be followed by a trilateral summit involving himself and his two counterparts. During his meeting with Zelensky and European leaders, Trump took a small break to call Putin. Putin told Trump of his readiness to meet Zelensky. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The IMD has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Telangana and Vidarbha. IMD further said that heavy rainfall is also expected to prevail over northeast India, including coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Similar conditions are predicted over Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. IMD also highlighted that monsoon is likely to be in active phase over South Peninsula and adjoining Central India during next 3 to 4 days. In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz claimed his maiden Cincinnati Open title in Ohio after defending champion and world number 1 Jannik Sinner retired due to illness, trailing 0-5 in the opening set. The final lasted just 23 minutes as Sinner called for the doctor and then conceded the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.